What if the person who drives you crazy at work is actually the missing piece of your success puzzle? Consider this: Lennon and McCartney, Jobs and Wozniak, Sandberg and Zuckerberg. History's most legendary partnerships weren't built on similarity, but on strategic opposition. One partner brings depth while the other brings breadth. One reflects while the other connects. One listens while the other speaks. Together, they don't just add their talents, they multiply them exponentially. Yet for every partnership that soars, four crash spectacularly. The difference? Understanding that personality opposites aren't obstacles to overcome, but advantages to leverage. This insight forms the foundation of a powerful framework that transforms workplace tension into creative breakthrough, revealing how introverts and extroverts can stop merely tolerating each other and start achieving the extraordinary together. When an extroverted colleague interrupts your focused work, or an introverted partner's silence feels like stonewalling, these aren't personality flaws, they're neurological realities. Introverts process information through acetylcholine pathways, requiring more time but creating deeper neural connections. Extroverts rely on dopamine pathways, rewarding quick action and social engagement. Neither is superior. They're simply different ways of experiencing the world. Under pressure, these tendencies amplify. Introverts withdraw, while extroverts increase verbal processing, creating maximum distance when alignment is most needed. Yet this friction creates extraordinary potential. Anthony Morris and Errol LaGrange built a thriving Australian training business by embracing their differences. Scheduled reflection time, structured brainstorming, regular check-ins. As Anthony notes, we don't create unison, we create harmony. Different notes played together create something more beautiful than either could produce alone. Research with over 40 successful opposite pairs revealed a consistent five-step process that transforms personality differences into competitive advantages. Accept the alien means recognizing you can't change your partner's fundamental wiring. An analytical CFO found his creative marketing partner's chaotic brainstorming maddening until those sessions consistently produced breakthrough campaigns. Ask yourself, how can their difference help us achieve our shared goals? Bring on the battles transforms conflict from destructive to productive. Dr. Alice Stewart and statistician George Neal discovered the link between prenatal X-rays and childhood cancer through productive disagreement. Neal's job was to prove Stewart wrong, creating tension that strengthened their methodology. Focus debates on ideas, not personalities. Cast the character means playing to natural strengths. Jack Ma's theatrical leadership energized Alibaba's culture, while introverted successor Jonathan Liu focused on operational excellence behind the scenes. Liu captured their dynamic. He looks forward and outside the box. I focus on the present. Destroy the dislike moves beyond tolerance to genuine respect. Film critics Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert initially hardly had a single conversation despite working together. Yet, when Siskel died, Ebert revealed their deep connection. We could read each other's minds. This requires intentional effort, regular informal meetings, shared experiences, and celebrating joint successes. Each can't offer everything, recognizes that limitations become strengths in partnership. Sales manager Ricky and introverted partner Liz use whiteboards to list pros and cons, role-play interactions, and air concerns, leveraging their complementary styles to create solutions neither could develop alone. The journey begins with acceptance, not just tolerating differences, but genuinely appreciating them. This is deceptively difficult because we naturally view our approach as correct and others as problematic. Extroverts see introverts as unnecessarily cautious. Introverts perceive extroverts as impulsively talkative. These judgments create invisible barriers, preventing effective collaboration. Acceptance builds empathy and strengthens partnerships. Like a blind walk where you trust another to guide you, stepping into your opposite's world awakens dormant parts of yourself. Introverts might discover the value of thinking aloud. extroverts might learn the power of strategic silence. This acceptance faces its severest test under stress. Economic downturns, tight deadlines, and organizational changes create pressure points that can fracture partnerships. Successful pairs develop specific stress protocols, agreed-upon signals when one partner needs space, scheduled check-ins during critical periods, and explicit acknowledgement of each other's coping mechanisms. The solution isn't changing your opposite, but understanding them deeply. Learn personality frameworks like Myers-Briggs. Speak your partner's language. Direct communication for extroverts, written updates for introverts. As tech entrepreneur Sarah Chen reflects, "I used to think my partner's need for constant discussion was deliberately disruptive. Now I understand it's how she processes information." This awareness transformed our partnership from friction to innovation catalyst. Conflict avoidance kills innovation. Successful opposites recognize disagreement as essential for better outcomes, transforming friction into growth rather than letting it become personal. Stuart and Neil's intellectual sparring led to revolutionary discoveries about prenatal X-rays causing childhood cancer. Their opposite personalities, Stuart outgoing and intuitive, Neil reclusive and analytical, created productive tension that sharpened their thinking and methodology. Productive conflict requires psychological safety and equal standing. When one partner dominates, the process breaks down. Lawyer partners Kendra and Carolyn learned this when workload imbalance created deep resentment. Only after a four-hour conversation did they strengthen their partnership. Successful opposites develop practical strategies, acknowledge energy differences, communicate needs upfront, manage crises together, bring in neutral third parties when needed, take strategic timeouts, and use walk-and-talk meetings accommodating both personality types. The goal isn't eliminating tension, but channeling it productively. Holding opposing ideas in creative tension leads to breakthrough thinking, turning temporary discomfort into long-term competitive advantage. The most powerful aspect of opposite partnerships isn't just what you accomplish together, it's who you become through the relationship. When you work closely with someone fundamentally different, they become a mirror reflecting your blind spots and hidden potential. Introverts working with extroverts often develop unexpected comfort with public speaking and spontaneous interaction. Extroverts partnering with introverts discover the power of strategic silence and deep analysis. Warren Buffett developed public speaking skills while Charlie Munger refined his investment approach, each helping the other grow while maintaining core strengths. This evolution requires vulnerability, stepping outside your comfort zone, trying unnatural approaches, and occasionally failing in front of your partner. When extroverted Jane watches introverted Stephanie's focused client analysis, she learns patience and depth. When Stephanie observes Jane's energetic engagement, she discovers new ways of connecting. The transformation isn't one-sided. Both partners expand their range, developing skills and perspectives they wouldn't have cultivated alone. The relationship becomes a catalyst for personal and professional development, extending far beyond any single project or goal. Creating extraordinary outcomes with your opposite requires deliberate practice. Ground every interaction in one question: what common goal do we want to emerge from all of this? This becomes your North Star when tensions arise. Start small, but start now. Commit to 3 weekly practices. Seek their perspective before decisions. Schedule regular check-ins accommodating both working styles. And create shared documentation honoring different processing preferences. After 30 days, measure improvements and celebrate wins. Apply these tools where you're stuck. If you're a quick decision maker paired with a methodical analyzer, create a hybrid process incorporating both rapid prototyping and thorough analysis. Practice first with family and friends in lower stakes environments. Expect setbacks and stress-induced relapses to old patterns, but with persistence, opposite partnerships achieve remarkable results. Studies show 70% increases in innovation and 50% improvements in problem-solving efficiency. learning to leverage opposing perspectives offers better business results and more fulfilling human connections. What once frustrated you most can become your greatest strength. Your most frustrating colleague might be waiting to become your most valuable collaborator. Are you ready to embrace the genius of opposites?